Phil Corman from CISA. I really love your peaches. Want to shake your tree.
There we go. And here we are again with the farm products guy here in 2011.
The cover model this year.
It's amazing.
Peaches.
It is peaches. They are beautiful. Every year, you know, we've had amazing things. We had cabbage and we had tomatoes and we had the greens that grow from garlic. And then this year it's the peaches. And what's so great about peaches is this area, unless you live here, you don't really think about peaches. But when they come, they are so fresh, so sweet, so delightful, and also only for a narrow window of time.
Now, the Farm Products Guide that CISA, the local hero people, put out, it will be in the Gazette and the Recorder. When?
When you look in today's paper, Friday, it may be there. If not, it will be early next week, we hope.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to start seeing it everywhere. You'll start seeing it at farm stands. You'll see it at local hero supermarkets and corner stores. And community members of CISA get it mailed to them. And anyone who wants a copy can give us a call up, join as a community member, and we'll mail it right to you.
What valuable information does the locally grown farm products guide from CISA and the local hero people hold for Monty? Or anybody, I guess.
This is the Bible of local food in the Valley. This is where you go when you're saying, oh my God, it's Saturday, I have two kids, it's beautiful out, what do I do today that's going to be fun, delicious, and an excursion for the entire family? Well, you can take a look. Well, what farm, where can I pick some fruit? Where can I pick some vegetables? You may also want to say, what farm events are happening this week going on? It also might be, you know, I'd like to start taking my family to different farms. A lot of us do backpacking or camping and things. You can go to different farms and learn about what they're doing and make it a whole family adventure is another way.
Plus a list of what farmers markets are happening, what days, where, and that sort of thing?
Every day of the week now. Every single day of the week, there's a farmer's market, and you can find it in the Farm Products Guide to figure out what day of the week works for you and what town.
Now, what's interesting is you've been putting out this Farm Products Guide. This is at least the fourth edition of the Farm
Products Guide. Actually, this is the fourth edition that we've done in a glossy magazine format.
Uh-huh.
Before this, your coworker, Mark Latanzi, was very instrumental, and for years he did the Farm Products Guide when he worked at CISA. So it goes back to 1999. So this is the 12th year. But the fourth year with the glossy. And we moved to the glossy for two main reasons. One was it was getting bigger. And the second reason was we realized now that we're talking about eating local throughout the whole year, this is something that it's a pleasure to just have around and have around for whenever someone comes over or when you just are sitting there wanting to say, what's next?
So now, you've been able to, over the course of the history of this Farm Products Guide with CISA, the local hero people, you've been able to sort of chart the growth of farms. Farm Share Farms, CSA, is community supported agriculture, where you like pay in advance and go every week to pick up your farm products, and farmers markets, exponential growth.
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's kind of been a way to document the growth of local agriculture selling direct to all of us in the community and our connection to local farms. So in 2008, 25 farmers markets, which was huge growth from previous years. 2011, we have 38 farmers markets and 4 winter markets. 2008, we had 167 local hero farms. 2011, we have 200 local hero farms. CSA farms, so those are farms that we invest with them in the beginning of the year. We buy a share of their harvest that will come through, you know, May to maybe November. We had 22 farms who were doing that model of farm shares or CSA farms. We are now up to 36.
So just since 2008, there's been like almost in all of those categories you mentioned, at least 25% growth.
It's been amazing. And it's, you know, if we look back, we have seen that growth continue because we know from 2002 to 2007, the agricultural census documented that we had doubled our sales from $4.5 million to $9 million from farms to the public, direct. So we knew this was happening from 2002 to 2007. What is just incredible news is this is just skyrocketing in the same trajectory we've had before.
Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks. Are we in the Pioneer Valley rare in the rise of local hero farmers, local hero farm shares, farmers markets? Are we an anomaly, or is this actually happening anywhere else in the country or all over the country?
Well, it is happening in many, many parts of the country. It is a national phenomena. As is usually true, the Valley was way ahead of this curve. And the whole notion of local hero farms is, as you know, a trademark of CISA. And we've had the model copied because we've encouraged it to be copied in other parts, whether it's Connecticut, Canada, other parts. But we have seen tremendous growth in farmers markets and CSA farm shares in selling direct to the public. And it's really been a lifeline for farmers who want to continue to do what they do best, which is grow food and farm products for the rest of us.
But the Pioneer Valley is the best one, though, right?
Oh, so obviously the best one.
Totally.
But really, it does stand out. I mean, when we go to conferences, there are a couple of others in other parts of the country that are very innovative the way we are here in the Valley, where we're thinking about a food system and we're thinking about how do we keep increasing the different kinds of food and farm products that we can get into our houses and onto our tables throughout the year. And it's just tremendous what we see happening through the winter. And that's why we ensured that the Farm Products Guide is good for you 24/7, 364 and a quarter days a year.
What about that other?
Well, it's not a leap year this year.
Bill Corman from CESA. Look for the Local Hero Farm Products Guide from CESA, the local hero people.
And always, buylocalfood.org, where you can even search it online.